A publishing house in Nashville, Tennessee has found a way to take the steam out of all those steamy romance novels. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas Nelson, which bills itself as the world's largest publisher of Bibles, is planning a new series of lust-free Christian romance novels. What, editor Etta Wilson was asked, is a Christian romance?
That has come to be the generic term for romances, category romances, which seek to give a Christian perspective on the development of a romantic relationship.
But what does that mean exactly?
Romances which are focused on more than just the physical relationship. Romances which seek to bring biblical principles.
But will the books be erotic at all?
They will not be explicit. It will be clear that there is a physical attraction. Certainly that's a part of falling in love.
And, says Wilson, like any other romance novel, the goal is always that of getting a boy and girl together.
We are wanting to make the point that these two individuals have fallen in love, but they are making a commitment to one another over a long period of time. That has a great deal to do with our choice of the name for the line. Cherish romances.
By August, there will be four romance novels to start, then one a month after that in paperback at 2 1/4 a throw. Wilson says the cover art and the quality of the story will be competitive with the more erotic romance novels.
We will have a statement inside the book in the form of a letter telling the reader what kind of stories they can expect.
Editor Etta Wilson, she's looking for Christian writers and readers. So be looking for Thomas Nelson's new imprint, The Cherish line of romance novels with a Christian theme. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.